the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse.
WCVE, Public Radio HD. Political Analysis with Jeff Shapiro is made possible in part by the American Civil War Center at Historic Tredegar, presenting Know-Nothings and Tea Parties, Midterm Elections Past and Present, with RTD columnist Jeff Shapiro at the Virginia State Capitol, 6 p.m. Tuesday, October 26th. Details at Tredegar.org. As always, at this time on Friday mornings, Jeff Shapiro joins us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Governor McDonnell has signaled that more state budget cuts may be in the offing.
Yes, $4.2 billion in cuts already, a harbinger of more. The governor's chief of staff sending out a memo to agency heads the other day, asking them to prepare plans under which they would cut their budgets 2%, 4%, and 6%. If you're looking for evidence that Bob McDonnell is relying on savings, not higher taxes, to pay for his program, this is it. The economic advisors to the governor, of course, met earlier this week, and they depicted the recovery as quite slow. And they were told as well that federal taxes, a rise in federal taxes, appear inevitable to erase this big federal deficit, which has been compounded by rising costs that are going to leave holes in the Virginia budget, in particular that stimulus spending and also Medicaid spending. Now, the timing of the governor's announcement or the administration's announcement may seem somewhat curious. It follows reports by the administration on economic recovery to the legislative money committees. There was no clear clue given to legislators that this call for cuts was coming.
The governor contends that his plan to privatize alcoholic beverage control sales in the state is gaining support. However, he says he has no timetable for presenting the plan to the legislature.
One wonders what newspapers and what polls the governor is reading. His continuing silence on whether there should be a special session speaks volumes about the apparent death of his plan to break up, his proposed plan to break up Virginia's liquor monopoly. The governor, of course, was peddling this idea as a way to generate some big cash for the transportation program, perhaps $500 million, a real drop in the bucket considering the state's transportation needs. The governor had said he would not call a special session if he didn't have the votes to privatize. I think it's safe to say at this point he doesn't, so it's not likely that there will be a special session. What he needs clearly is a face-saving retreat, and Speaker Bill Howell has offered that. He has suggested, the Speaker that is, that there be some type of legislative study of privatization involving all of the parties who may not have been involved in the initial discussions. The General Assembly clearly wants to move on, and it has, but the governor hasn't closed the books on this one, and one possible reason may be that he doesn't want to look weak or defensive, or that he's responding to implicit criticism of his political acumen by Tim Hugo, the House Republican Caucus Chairman.
We have about 2 minutes left, and we need to talk about the congressional races around the state. What's the latest?
Yes, while Eric Cantor doesn't want to debate his opponents, claiming that would be a food fight, Tom Perriello, Robert Hurt, Rick Boucher, and Morgan Griffith have been going at it. In Perriello Hurt, three debates on television. There'll be more. Perriello, very feisty. Hurt playing a bit of defense on some issues, including doing away with the Department of Education. You know, the bottom line in that race is, you know, Perriello was elected on Obama's coattails. It was the closest race in the country in 08, and now Obama's coattails are dragging Perriello down. And in the 9th district, there was a debate on Roanoke Television last night. Actually, that's in the 6th, but beams into the 9th. Mm-hmm. Boucher was hit for his support on cap and trade. And the congressman giving as good as he gets, going after Morgan Griffith for not living in the 9th congressional district.
Yeah, and you haven't mentioned the second down in the Hampton Roads area. There was a flap about some remarks by a campaign worker or aide. What was that about?
Actually, by a former Republican chairman in Virginia Beach and a current Republican chairman in Virginia Beach. Remarks that seemed somewhat racial in their tone, largely directed at and apparently disparaging the President of the United States. Ridgel, the Republican candidate, promptly distancing himself from those remarks.
And there was a resignation, I believe, in the party or campaign apparatus as a result. All right, our time is gone for today, so we say thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who will return next Friday morning at this same time. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
Portions of today's programming are made possible by Marvin Foyles, celebrating the new year in Ekankar, the religion of light and sound, year of the Ek teacher. WCVE Public Radio HD. The broadcast of Morning Edition is made possible by Bon Secours No Wait Emergency Care, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide care for patients of all ages. More information at bonsecours.com or 359-WELL. The time is 20 minutes before 9.